It's Tiltcast, episode 279, Bear With Me.
And this week, guys, we revisit Mankind Divided.
Just going to strip it all
off. We talk
off.
Tyranny. We talk Dishonored 2. Stay tuned.
Cuddle.
Big spin.
Seriously, you're just going to throw that in there, the last bit?
I got to.
Big spoon.
Big spin.
You waited like 5 seconds.
I know.
All right.
Jason and the pregnant pause.
You're terrible. You're terrible.
Yeah! All right.
Hi.
Man, we spiked that shit real quick.
That's how it's supposed to work.
That's the Tiltcast.
Episode something something.
Something something something.
We don't even we don't know.
I'm so fucking behind. I'm sorry, guys.
It's November 13th.
Holy balls. Really?
By the time it posts, it'll be on December 13th.
No, or, it's not going to be.
Of 2017.
I have my computer all hooked up now. It's all freaking, you know, like squinty right now. I have to lean forward to see everything.
It's because you're fucking old?
Yeah, I'm fucking old. Anyway.
Hey, I got it. Introductions. I'm Noss.
Oh, I'm Rusty.
Jason.
Gabs.
I'm Mike.
Mike is here!
That was the goofiest fucking introduction I've heard in a while.
I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike.
Sorry.
Stage fright?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, come on now.
You might as well just have said,
I'm Elmo.
I can do that too.
I thought he sounded like one of the Mouseketeers when he started.
Elmo wants a taco.
Does Elmo prefer sausage to taco, or the other way around?
You would have to add, that's Ernie and Bert.
Hey, look. He likes the sausage and the tacos. He's
got a face. Elmo wants both.
So,
at the same time,
I'm going to start it off softcore before we go hardcore.
Really?
Why would you do that?
So, one of my secondary jobs as a boss at work. Well, one of my secondary jobs at boss is being basically an English teacher, which I know that you think is horrendous, Babs.
Don't get me started.
But, so I just want to ask a general question, the consensus here. Bear with me. How do you spell bear?
Bear? Bear with me, in that particular sense.
Yeah, bear with me.
Bear.
B-A-R-E? Or B-E-A-R?
You do B-A-R-E, and you've got an HR issue.
Yep.
So everybody here knows that.
Bear with me, man.
B-A-R-E? Yeah.
Bear with me is to undress with me. Bear with me is to wait. So as my people talk to customers and they are sending chats and emails and things like that, they're saying, bear with me. And so I just copied the dictionary definition of the two from Google, and I just posted it today. And I was like, so I just want to let you know you're telling all your customers to get naked. Might want to reconsider spelling.
I see you, bear with me, and I raise you. Ooh. One of my old agents, and I found out about this.
You raised me?
Wow. Yep. Okay, went there. So, one of my old agents, she said, allegedly, that the person next to her was talking about not getting any sleep. So, she answers the phone, and she says, you know, thank you for calling. And instead of saying, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? She said, who do I have the pleasure of sleeping with?
I didn't know it was that kind of call center. I'm just
luckily
saying.
The customer went with it. And I'm not going to throw her under the bus.
That's awesome.
But I was amazed.
But yeah, I mean, same place. Verbal slips on the phone, things like that. I have.
They happen.
Well, you know, if you're talking to anybody in a call center, they have a mute button, and they're going to use it to say things.
And you better hope to God it works.
Sometimes that button's broken.
Sometimes the button's broken, or sometimes you miss the button and you are off saying something. And somebody came up to me while I was on a very stressful phone call with a very difficult customer, and they said, can I help you with anything? And I looked over my shoulder, I thought I hit the button, but didn't. And I said, can I have a bullet, please?
Uh,
Well, what happened?
How did that work out for you, Rusty?
Well, I spun it as bullet point, and it was a really hard sell, but I got it. She didn't turn me in for anything.
So back in the days when we were saying meow?
Yeah.
Right, how many times can we get the word meow in any conversation with a customer?
Or any other time. Like the word of the day. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember the word of the day.
Yeah, word of the day. Sometimes it was turtle. Sometimes it was turkey. But sometimes you would just have to add a word to your conversation somewhere.
That didn't belong there.
Yeah, it didn't belong there.
Favorite was penguin.
Yeah, penguin. Yeah. Huh. Turtle was easy. Things are going as slow as a turtle spin? Today.
No, that was just the most hilarious thing to listen to people try to fit into a conversation.
Penguin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sloth, maybe, or let's see, alpaca. Or cheetah.
Cheetah. Cheetah.
Because... Nobody really says llama on a daily basis.
I would have paid to see one of y'all go for wild javelina.
Or warthog. Especially in the context of the work that we were doing.
So, you know the story of one of the supervisors who, way back in the day when, what was the movie?
Well,
you're not selling us very hard.
I know. I'm drawing a goddamn blank. Carry on with the conversation. I'll come back to it.
All right, then.
Old timers.
What were we talking about?
Shut your fucking hole. I hate you.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot about you.
Fucking close for that shit right now.
Search me seats.
So let's talk about...
How the fuck Mikey ended up here?
Yeah, you did. She did you a solid.
Mm-hmm.
She did.
I really fucking did.
And
I am the best fucking wingman you will ever have in your life, you bitch.
Ooh.
You ungrateful bitch.
Ooh. All right.
So he texts me and he's like, call me in 20. And I'm like, okay, he's trying to get out of this date that he's on. What's going on? So I call him and I'm like, dude, you need to come home. He's like, oh, no, what? And then I was like, a dingo ate your baby.
I'm trying not to fucking laugh. Like, while this is happening, like, trying to stay straight face and look kind of sad at the same time. And
what shows your sad face?
That's pretty good.
That was out of time.
Like, he's like, oh, shit, how bad is it? I said, well, baby's dead. And he's trying to make it sound like this whole work scenario, like, oh, I'm gonna have to go get my badge and laptop. I'm like, oh, that's okay, the baby's bled out anyway, its head's gone. And we're just going back and forth on this whole thing.
Wow.
So
here I am.
So what was wrong with this chick, dude?
Did she have omnidirectional eyes or
omnidirectional nipples? Well, they're supposed to be, so.
Jesus Christ.
So,
did one boob stick up and one stick down?
Were they
that's like just light a switches. Matter of adjustment.
Were they uneven?
Is she...
Was one slung over her shoulder?
Did she forget to shave a leg?
She was just very
nuts. Was she really dumb?
Actually, I think a little bit. Just a little bit, and yeah. So, I get there, and she asked me how my day was, and I tell her and I ask her how her day was. She said, oh, good, I was in a wedding last night, and I drank a lot, and I don't remember everything, but I got kicked out of it, and I didn't wake up until 2 this morning. I'm like, oh, okay, awesome. Like, that's
cool. So, party on, Garth.
Yeah, pretty much. So, we get into the place, and ask her, I'm like, well, how's work going? Because she's a caretaker. And she's like, oh, I don't know. I haven't been to work, like, in a week. I should probably check on them. I'm like, what the fuck?
These people are dying.
And I guess it's, like, an elderly couple. And, like, all nonchalantly, she's like, yeah, I haven't seen them in a week. I'm like,
well, they're old. They might be dead. They might not have called you because you forgot to change your diaper. They got a rash. Turned into a skin infection. They died from shit disease.
Gangrenous shit disease.
Sir, that would be called sepsis. Happens in the bowels.
They fell and they couldn't get up. And they sat there for like
they've been out in the rain.
They sat there in their backyard. Yeah. Like, cuddling each other for warmth on these cold nights.
And they're still at the bus stop waiting for her to pick her up. It's like that old couple
on Titanic that's like laying on the bed just waiting for the water to close
exactly.
in.
When is that nice girl going to come back? Jesus. So, yeah.
They all got hungry and ate their feet. I mean, just, things could happen.
She sounds like a fucking winner.
Yeah. So
is that the only thing
dingo?
So far?
Maybe a dingo ate them.
So far, yeah.
Do so better.
That's like the whole of the conversation. Give us more. Give us that, more.
That was.
How long into the date were you before you ran?
Do what?
What was the time limit on the date?
Like
before
fucking
you ran?
12 minutes.
Like you were there and you left?
No, it was shit. Like 40 minutes.
Life. Oh, okay, good.
Okay, so
40 minutes to make sure that you don't make a life mistake.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna clue you into a couple things. There are apps that can help you in this situation, should Babs not be available. Fake Me Out of Here Light is an app that will fake call your phone so that you can have a one-way conversation with the phone
and get not your try to keep a there. Straight face about your dead baby being eaten by dingoes.
Well,
name that app again.
Fake Me Out of Here.
Fake Me Out of Here. I should
downloading that now.
We should all fucking okay. I'm on it. Fake me out of here.
It's not available on iOS.
Fuck you.
It's if the person actually sees your phone, this is kind of what you would see.
This. Oh, the wife.
The wife.
That'll go over well.
Well, that's pretty irrevocable.
It's 99 cents. Oh, here's a free one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean.
That's amazing.
It'll work in a pinch. So, I
can't say. Make call free. Make sure iPhone ring on demand.
There you go.
Mine's
see?
Free. Fuck all y'all.
So, yeah, I'd tell her, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm sorry that was work. I got to go. She's like, oh, it's okay, you know, whatever, whatever. And, you know, we're walking out. She's like, text me later. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm
sure.
Not
does she have your phone number?
After you she check does. On the old people.
Fucking Christ.
Why did you use a burner phone next time?
Right? Or at least one of those apps that calls from a fake number.
Duly noted.
No, just block your number when you call.
No, that's creepy. Girls never answer blocked calls.
Hello, Sydney.
No, what you do is you set up a dummy Skype account.
Ooh,
you get the phone number from Skype.
There you go. And I'll show you.
That's the date number. Now, if they make it past 3 or 4 dates, you give them your real number. But the guy hit that benchmark first.
I changed my phone number. Here's my new phone number. Yeah.
That's not a terrible way to spin it. Like, hey, instead of saying, hey, so I didn't trust you, but now I kind of do, so here's my real number. So
right. I just got a new phone, so here's my phone number.
I don't remember the last time I actually gave out my real phone number. I mean, literally don't remember.
Gmail, Yahoo, you can make new accounts on a daily basis.
Well, that was back when they had rotary phones now.
To be fair, I had a rotary phone growing
up. I know so much about you.
The first phone I had in an apartment, I'm just going to date myself here, the first phone I had in an apartment with my pager was a rotary phone that I got from my grandmother. And it sat in the living room in my loft
apartment.
Please
let it have been pink.
No, it was brown.
No.
Was it that brownish pink, though?
No, it was
why
just
do you
brown.
Keep crushing my dreams?
It was brown. It's like crimson wood.
Yeah, I remember the brownish pink, you know, freaking, like, you know, handset phones. Those,
yeah, the ones on the wall, too.
The ones that were rotary dials and then the
yeah, pretty
fucking
quick
imposters
like, click,
that came
click,
with
click.
Plus,
and you
buttons.
Fucking hated it when there was a zero because it was like, oh my god, this is going to take 20 years just to dial the zero.
You get to the zero, you put your finger in there, you get about 3/4 of the way through and then your finger slips out of it and shit, what is that, a 7 or an 8? Fuck, I'm going to have to start all over.
Oh no.
And then if you do it right, you almost break your finger or dislocate it.
No shit. So my grandparents
Mikey
had three
does not
fucking
struggle.
My grandparents had three fucking rotary phones. I always spent the summer.
Are you
with
even
them
legal
first.
To drink?
Are you outdoing me with old?
Yeah.
Did you? So, were you allowed to vote?
No shit.
Have you gotten your learner's permit yet?
Damn.
Did you go to school with Susan B. Anthony?
Oh, God. Oh damn.
I know shit about you.
Whenever I spent summers with him, I'd have to have long distance
you
cards.
You know about me, doesn't matter anymore.
I remember those.
With me a call, with me a call home, yes. Right?
God damn it.
Because my mom wanted me to call her like every other day or something. And I hated it because those cards always had, they were always 1-800 numbers and they always had two or three more zeros in them.
Sorry, dude. Oh, the phone cards.
Yeah. So dialing that and then the phone card number, which always had numerous zeros on a rotary phone.
Well,
let me spend 3 minutes. 12 years to
yes.
dial.
Literally about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one better.
If you got it right the first time.
This
yeah.
will date.
Yeah, if you didn't have start over.
This will date me and the area that I grew up in. My grandfather, my great grandfather actually had a party line. So he had a special phone that was basically a wood thing. You know those antique phones you see every so often?
I've only ever seen that at Disneyland.
But you pick it up and you have to hit the hanger. You know, like two or three times, and that signals the operator so that you give her the number, and then she'll dial it for you.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, and there was a set of houses on the party line, and if somebody was on the phone, and you picked up the handset, you could hear their conversation.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you pick up the phone, you listen, and you hang up, and you're like, what happened? Oh, Bob down the road is on the phone with his son.
So, or if your great grandma, because you like gossiping, you know, you go to sneak, pick that fucker up and hold the prong down. And once you get it up to your ear, you just ease it up ever so slowly.
And you put your palm so that, over the top of the
so,
of the
so that they don't hear it, hear the receiver pick up and you just listen.
Oh.
You guys were pretty fucking bored at Nintendo. I never had to go to my grandparents for anything.
But, I mean, I think it's cool that I actually saw that technology and was able to actually step foot in my great-grandfather's house, which is, you know, it's not something that's...
That everybody can say.
Yeah, not everybody can say that. So
he still had that phone?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fucking cool thing.
He never changed anything. So as long as it worked... He had it, and he didn't even like the damn thing. He would much rather write a letter, send it out, and wait 5 days for a response than pick up a phone call on that phone and call somebody. Old fashioned, you know. Patient. That's just the way it is. But
different times too. I mean, that was the time where my mom wanted me to interact more with people, so she forced me to have pen pals with strangers, which nowadays is like fucking creepy as shit.
I know, right?
Ew, yeah.
The idea of pen pals from back in the day.
She made me write people in Russia and like just all over. 80s.
Well, that's gross. When I was 7, my granddad had his second heart attack, onset by heat stroke. So I would spend most of my summers in Springfield, Missouri, up there with them, and you know, help him take care of the house and mow the lawn and shit and whatnot. And I always went home with like $300 at the end of summer.
Yeah,
that's not a bad deal, especially in those days.
Right. Yeah,
$300 is like groceries for 2 months back in the '90s and early 2000s.
Fucking pagers, man.
Jeez.
That's how my parents kept track of me when I moved out.
Shoot, I remember when you...
And then my dad would always dial 911 afterwards so that he'd make sure that I'd answer. And be like, oh shit, he dialed 911, I better call him.
It's important, man.
I'm drunk as shit, now I gotta call my dad. His dad senses are tingling and he knows that I'm like high as shit and like fucking at like somebody's house I don't know and drunk.
Justin's like, salutations.
And I'm just like, you know, somewhere... doing something with some people. I don't...
Speaking of those days, like, so there was this bar.
Bearing with me.
10 or 15 years ago, there was this bar called Dead Town Tavern here in town. They used to have $2 Tuesdays. So, like, a much better place with my father than I used to be, right?
I used to go to Dead Town.
I did too, a lot. I played there many times, went there every fucking Tuesday for like 3 years. Even working. But. Yeah, so we were parking, actually, me and my dad, for pretty much almost nobody that listens to the show is going to know who I saw last night. I saw Dream Theater. It's on my bucket list. So I saw that with Dad. Hey, it was a fucking badass show. Like, Dragon Force holds not even a candle to fucking Dream Theater.
He's wearing the t-shirt right
now. I'm wearing a t-shirt.
He was wearing it under a suit jacket earlier.
It was badass looking,
with
too.
With flip-flops.
Just saying.
But, you know, I mean, I got this. We parked actually by Dead Towns. Is that Brady, right? So I was like, and there's two bars over there I used to go to all the time.
Is
so
Dead Town not open anymore?
It's called Downtown Lounge. It's not the same at all. Retarded. It's not even the same. It's cleaner, though. I've been there a couple times.
That's not the point.
It got bought, like, 5, 6 years ago.
It was after the owner got... So there was two brothers that owned it. One that was, like, an absolute crackhead, and the other one was fairly responsible. The responsible one chased a homeless man out of the bar. The homeless man clubbed him over the back of the head with a lead pipe and killed him.
Sure. Oh, I remember that.
And then the brother took over, but he was a substance abuser, and he kind of ran it into the ground.
Mm.
So anyways...
I think Dead Town was the first actual bona fide bar I ever went to that wasn't also a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. It was like a hardcore, hole-in-the-wall, like, bar where all the, like, punk and rockabilly and, like local bands would play. Because at a stage, like, literally smaller than this table... Well, not quite that small, but, like, big enough that you could cram a drum set.
That's a column.
Is that, like, a drum set, a guitar player, and a bass player, and the vocalist, and they all had to, like, stand shoulder to shoulder, almost. And you could fit, like, maybe 100 people in there. But, like, bona fide bar. So, like, I went in there. We had a beer before the show. I was like, hey, this is where I used to go all the time. So we had a beer there. And we walked 2 blocks over to go to Kaz's, and I had a beer over there. I was like, hey, this is where I used to go when you used to call me, and I was really drunk. Just wanted to kind of show you.
Put in 911.
Yeah, and then
just so you understood where I was.
We went to a show, and they played, like, a full album cover to cover, double album that was 2 hours long, and then played, like, 5 songs encore, and then just stopped, because it was almost a 3-hour show. No opener, nothing.
Jeez.
The cleanest show I've ever seen.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of, like, portal robots in the background. Like, these weird, like, cartoon, like, very, like, weird dystopian. It looked like the fucking iBots from Portal background. During the whole time. But yeah, like, better in concert than they are on a CD, which is fucking crazy.
Awesome.
Top 3 shows.
Where was I?
Brady.
And you've been to a lot of shows. Brady.
Yeah, I've been to a whole lot of shows.
And you've been to a lot of shows with hot girls. And this one you were with your dad.
Yeah, he's not a hot girl.
yeah, but this is the man who took him to see Megadeth.
I've seen, well, I mean, just like my dad, when I was a kid, saw Megadeth and Slayer back in the 80s. And this has been, like, one of the first few shows as an adult. Like, fast forward until, like, me and Dad are on the same terms, finally. And now we got to go see a show together again, which is really cool. It was fucking expensive as shit. $140. Damn. Yeah, we had balcony seats. And if you know Brady, like, it's the, you know, there's a middle row in the balcony, and there's a row on either side. We're on the left side of that middle row, second row back. So we were in the perfect spot. Like, the last time I got seats that good was when I saw the Pixies there.
And you saw the Pixies there?
Yeah.
You fucker.
Instant jealousy. It's like, Pixies.
Instant.
Boom.
I have a story about that that I won't share on the show.
Aww. Yeah.
It must be really bad if you want to share.
Last show I saw at the Brady was Clapton.
That'd be a good fucking show, too.
Clapton.
Yeah, my dad's seeing the, what is it, the Jeff Bonham Experience or whatever, the
John Bonham's
son. He's seeing that with my mom there in a couple months.
I wanted to take my mom to see Steely Dan there several years ago, but they wanted a fucking ridiculous amount for even the worst seats. And I was like, you guys were popular a very long time ago. You're not that awesome anymore.
Well, like the Clapton show, granted, this was 2000.
Doesn't matter.
Clapton. 2010.
Well, Clapton is Clapton. Steely Dan.
Balcony tickets were 60.
Mikey, do you know who Clapton is?
I don't.
Oh, shit. My God.
I was trying to make a point. I just failed miserably. I thought he was going to say yes and then say no. He doesn't know who Steely Dan is.
He probably doesn't know who yes is either.
Oh, my God.
Do I need to walk out?
It's okay. We'll explain to you when you're older.
Yeah. Does anybody have a bell?
No.
Shame, ring, ring, shame.
Have you watched an episode of Supernatural?
Carry on my wayward son.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I know the song.
Dust in the Wind?
I feel like I should pinch your cheek and make you cookies.
Eric Clapton was
He's like a rock god from the 70s.
Eric Clapton is that blues rock god from the 70s.
You ever heard of Cream?
What you need to do is...
I shot the sheriff? Yeah.
That's right.
Layla.
Oh my god. 1033.
Oh my god.
You sheltered fucking
you
Mexican.
You need a serious fucking musical education.
Sheltered Mexican. For the record, I think I'm 10 years older than you, right? You're close to it.
I'm 26, so however old you are.
Okay, so I'm 8 years older than you.
Oh, God, yeah. I forget you're a baby.
I forget all the time.
Wait. You're not the youngest one at the table right now?
No.
Holy ball.
Actually, technically Zoe is, but...
No, and Doug, she's the oldest.
Yeah.
Are we sure?
She's also the biggest asshole.
Big old bitch.
Besides Mikey's goddamn dog. Mm-hmm. I hold a grudge.
Shit stain.
Me too.
I hold a real fucking grudge.
Oh, yeah. So, how's the adventures of Barry going?
Barry the Flash Dog.
Barry's still an asshole, but not as big of an asshole as he was that first
time. Does he wipe his ass on your carpet?
Yeah, not his ass, but he does drag himself across the carpet for whatever fucked up reason.
Sometimes for whatever fucked up reason, do you need educated?
Does he hump the carpet? Does he think it's soft?
No, so, like, he'll come in and he'll, like, drag his belly across it and then get up and
whatever. You know what he's doing. Come on.
He's stimulating himself.
Oh, that's gross.
Masturbation.
That's right. Hmm. Now when you look at your floor, you'll know.
Don't walk barefoot. you might get stuck.
That's a sticky spot.
Red Rocket.
what kind of dog is it?
Corgi Beagle Mix.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
That's like the culmination of asshole dogs.
Does it
right
have like
there?
A huge fucking head?
Not giant. Not like Corgi Giant, but you can tell.
Well, nothing. Nope. We're going there. Nope.
It doesn't look like when you used to switch the heads on your action figures. Which I think corgis do. I think they're the creepiest little fuckers that ever walked the planet. I hate corgis. But Barry actually has a head that is proportionate enough that he's cute.
Okay, then.
No.
Okay, then.
I mean, he's still a dick, but... I mean,
he's a dick.
I've been told that he fits me perfectly, I guess, so...
Well, you're a dick.
Aww. That's just too goddamn precious.
Yeah, it's
so
like you were meant to be.
Like, you complete me.
You put a mask on him?
Wait, what?
You put a mask on him?
A luchador mask?
That's racist.
I say the Flash mask.
I was just asking.
Not yet.
Not yet.
That has given you the idea.
Now he's going to go out and find it.
Happening.
Yep, now he's going out to find it right
he is
now.
Looking online right now.
If Amazon doesn't have it, then no one does.
So, Barry is named after the Flash, but his full name is Barry Potter. And if you don't get the reference, then we don't like you.
Barry Allen Potter.
Barry Allen Potter. Man.
So his initials are BAP.
Is that because he likes to fap on your carpet?
BAP likes to fap. He's not allowed inside anymore. He's an outside dog.
You live in an apartment.
Will this fit him?
Will that fit him?
Do we care? Is it relevant? Put it on him.
Dude, there are dog masks.
Oh, yeah. Look for dog masks. Yeah.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a thing.
There's enough people out there that...
We're not saying it should be a thing.
There's enough
really
crazy pet owners out there that it's a thing.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Did you find an S&M dog mask? To come with a zipper?
That's called a ball cap.
Funny you said that. Second picture down.
Oh, Jesus.
Really?
Let me see.
Holy shit.
It's a full starter set, isn't it?
Okay, wait. The title is Leather Gimp Dog Puppyhood Full Mask Mouth Costume Party Mask Zipped Muzzle.
So, first thing is a dress kit. So, it has a mask and a little cape and things like that. And then, next selection down, some full bondage shit.
Awesome.
So,
wait.
So, like, innocent little thing and then?
So...
And then latex freaking, you know, a latex horse head. Huh. There you go.
I want to write into Real Doll and ask them if that would fit muzzle. My doll, just to see if it would make it into the FAQ.
Only $70.
Zipped muzzle is in capital letters, too. that was the most important part of that.
Oh. Oh, guess who I'm buying this for?
Oh.
A T-Rex ensemble for your dog.
Holy shit.
It's a Velocicorgi.
The T-Rex arm sticking out.
God bless Amazon.
Can you even imagine Zoe's reaction if I put anything even remotely like that shit on her?
Oh, she would.
What about that?
She would never forgive me.
It's a little, shit. It's a little bandito.
That's creepy as fuck. Creepy. I could probably knit it, though. No, Zoe, when I give her a bath, she won't even look at me.
Yeah.
Like shame?
No, shame. Like she is pissed. Like, I'll go to her, I'll be like, Zoe, and she'll be like...
She will look the other direction and walk away.
She will stick her nose in the corner before she will look at me. She's so pissed off.
Damn.
So if I put her in, like, a tutu and bondage shit, she'd probably get
pissed. Or like it, I mean...
No, she wouldn't.
What if she liked to wear it all the time?
I'm pretty sure that if...
Wait. No, what you gotta do is you gotta buy it and have Justin put it on her. She'll accept it then.
She will. She would be submissive for Justin.
Yeah.
But everybody else, she'd have to be the dominatrix.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. You want Zoe as your sub?
Sure.
Wow.
She that already makes Wookiee sounds for him. I mean...
Dark faces. Yeah, you know we're talking about you, don't you, you little fucker? Yes, you do.
That's just amazing.
I'm just saying.
I mean, that's a thing, right?
Oh, jeez.
We're not saying it should be, but apparently it is.
Looks like that's for Doberman.
Well, if you thought of it, the internet has it, and there's probably porn of it, so...
If you find porn of it and you show it to me, I know where you live and I will kill you in your sleep.
Do you know? You haven't ever been to my place.
I think that's kind of great.
I'll find you and I will end you, you fucker.
And not that I would ever look up
I will end you. And I will let your mother see your search history after
you're dead. It's a box somebody cut out and put on their dog and it just says Poop Factory.
That's fair.
Well, that's what I...
So, what Mikey needs to do is make a box cut out of a taco stand put on his dog.
Oh, dude, seriously? You're going to get punched, and I'm in between you two.
No,
it'd be amazing.
I've heard worse.
You've heard worse?
No. Usually for me.
You forget where he works.
Well, true.
Plus, I bought Mikey, mildly racist birthday.
Take your dog out, dress like this.
Oh, that's amazing.
Take your dog dressed out like this to the park, and I guarantee you will get somebody's number.
Yes.
Yeah. You would.
Probably.
Dude.
Dear Amazon.
I need you
I've
to
been a very
me.
Good boy this year.
I need you to complete me now.
Well, this went interesting places.
I didn't even know where it was going.
I don't know either.
No idea.
Shit.
Between dingoes and dog bondage and...
So this week is an interesting week.
Yes, it is.
Clearly.
Rusty's finally moved in.
Woo!
Yes, I'm officially moved in with all of my shit out of my old place. I can no longer call this fucker here a landlord, which is amazing.
That would be Jason.
Hey.
Yeah, and...
I was an amazing landlord.
You did cuddle when you needed to, so...
I was the big spoon, just for reference.
Whatever. I've got everything moved into the new place. It's fucking quiet, with the exception of tonight. I am happily in my living room, watching porn, and right outside
but was
my...
was it dog porn?
Well, the funny thing about porn is, now that I moved into my own place, you know how... I've lived with this man and his wife for 5 years.
Okay, that came on the heels of talking about porn, so listen,
I have not been able to listen to porn for 5 years. It's always been silent.
Silent porn.
It works in a pinch. But you don't realize
did you
what
just
you're
say
missing.
In a pinch? Did you really just say in a pinch?
Yes, it did.
So what you're saying is you turned the sound on and you popped in 30 seconds.
I'm just saying that it's a lot more enjoyable. I feel like it's more enjoyable.
He did. It's brand he new. Didn't even. I have a so with soundbar or without soundbar.
Oh, I have Bose speakers on my TV. So man, I get every it's low like note she to was high there. Note.
Mm. So he made about that long.
Oh, and he was done. Oh, come on now. I could go a lot longer than that. You know that.
He's built up a tolerance. Have you built up a tolerance?
What?
You built up a tolerance?
Of course. Do you not know about this? This is a thing. I mean, it's a cycle. You go, like, freaking 15 years old, you start masturbating, you last fucking 30 seconds, and then about my age, you start to get to about 3 minutes.
Love yourself.
Yeah, it is nice having my own place though, because I'm able to.
Do you have a chair?
I have a chair. What?
I have no, a. I have you're a not gonna seat. See. You're not gonna sit. He's in a love seat now.
I have a.
He's got reclining love seat. So you know, you lined it with plastic
before, because I mean, things could happen, and you just
no. I mean. There's an ass print on one side of that's my side. So whenever you come over and you see an ass print, that's where I've sat naked. So this ass print, ball print, that's where I'm at right there. Okay, so God, it's so nice being able to walk around naked.
I think
around
I'm
a place.
Never coming into your place.
It's one of those faux leather
I'll
things.
I'll just stand.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll just stand.
Yeah, he's got bar stools.
No, I've got everything moved over.
Just don't walk in barefoot.
What? I've got a.
He doesn't hump the carpet like your dog.
Yeah, no. I mean seriously.
Well, that we know of.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
He doesn't need rug burn added to it.
Goddamn, dude! There isn't enough moisturizer for that.
You could always use Astroglide. Of course, then you'd leave like a little snail trail of something.
Well, and that's just freaking accurate.
You're gonna call it a fucking
too.
Snail trail.
If your apartment complex didn't feel the need to replace a carpet after the last tenant, they
you'd
will definitely
to
need to replace
back.
It after you. Oh.
No, it's good. I haven't had a whole lot of time to actually set anything up. That's why it's been so. You know, I've been taking so long on actually producing podcasts, but. Just yesterday, I
Sounds
was
like
able to get it.
Producing.
Last night, I was able to connect my PC to my TV. Well, the way that it is...
Did you get the laptop table?
No. I'm currently sitting on, on my love seat with a really, really low coffee table that I finally put together. And I'm having to hunch over like the freaking Hunchback of Notre Dame to actually type anything. So this is not going to work for my back here in a little bit, but I got everything set up, but it's on my entertainment center and my computer is on the same wall as my thermostat. There's a problem here. My computer puts off some heat, so does my TV. So the rest
cold.
Of the place is like 50 freaking degrees. The thermostat says it's 80 because it's right above my computer. So the heat's not coming hot. This is a problem. I'm going to have to fix this. Because I like it cold.
So,
God damn.
So what you're saying is we need to build an air redirection device for the top of your
Just turn it up to 95.
Just turn it up to 95, yeah, so that when a computer's not off or on, it's just basically 95 fucking degrees and they're sweating nuts. My chestnuts will be roasting over an open fire.
so festive.
Well, I mean,
Mulchinian.
Well,
it's after Halloween. It's after Halloween, so I can
It also
go over
doesn't
there.
Help. Now, I will say this: where the thermostat is installed is the most ridiculous place I've ever seen. You know, most thermostats are about mid chest level on me when I'm standing.
Yeah, it's about halfway
installed.
Up the wall.
Yeah, I
no,
have to stand on my tiptoes.
It's at
rub it in,
Oompa Loompa's head height.
Yeah, it's really low.
Again,
so.
Rub it in, you fucker.
It's about a foot and a half above my computer, the way it stands on the floor. So the exhaust from my computer is making that thing just go crazy. So I have to figure out a new spot for my computer. But outside of that, I mean, it's nice to be able to spread out. Not that I have anything to, you know, fill the space with right now.
Apparently, but, your balls.
Well, I mean, it was a goal of mine to walk through my house, in my own place, naked for the first week. Did that. I'm over it. All right, now I've got, like, house clothes and stuff, so I can do the whole.
And
like,
I'm left with the visual forever.
Yes. You're welcome.
Jesus.
It's a great feeling. But like I said, you know, it was quiet until today. Right outside my freaking door, as the freaking porn is going nice and strong, some, you know, the new people that moved in just behind my apartment get into a damn argument right outside my window.
Ooh.
And they're flinging all kinds of nasties. And, you know, tits are bouncing on screen, and I'm, like, sitting there tenting. And I really, really didn't need a marital spat right outside the door.
So did you say, shut the fuck up, I'm trying to beat my dick?
So I flip it to
you're
the
doing
only
dick
thing.
Maintenance.
So I flip the TV to the only thing that I could at that point to, you know, just try to, like, cleanse my mind.
Will and Grace?
CBSN.
Lifetime movies?
Because all I needed to see was the news coverage from this week.
Oh, motherfucking, all their faces will cleanse your palate.
That's all I needed.
So I feel like you should have just turned it up louder.
I really
that
thought about it, but
would have been good.
Damn.
And that way you could be back.
Play it
neighbor.
Out the window.
I mean, it was my first week. I'm going to give them another week before they lodge an official complaint.
Well, like, get some big speakers and play some alone. Like fucking something obnoxious like Skrillex or something.
Already done that. That's really, really cool with Bose speakers, by the way, because when the bass drops, it could rattle shit. It's awesome.
But the funny part is tell me about it. So evidently he is playing that shit. Skrillex, I mean.
I don't listen to Skrillex. Jesus Christ. I listen to Monster Cat. It's just as bad.
Walked out his front door, closed it, and could barely hear it.
Yeah. That's funny. And it was a great freaking feeling for me, because that means that I can turn that, you know, that porn up as loud as I want.
Oh my god.
No, it's the soundproofing in there is all right, except for when they're screaming directly at the window, which is, you know, it kind of be expected that they're about a foot away from my freaking window.
You probably just want to watch your porn.
Yeah, see,
I'm obnoxious enough that if that was happening in my apartment, probably, I would say, get the fuck out of here.
It went on for like 10 fucking minutes, man. I know enough about their marriage right now to actually counsel them.
So, I mean, porn's always there. I would have just stopped and then, like, just listened and then come back to the porn.
Well, I was multitasking. I had the porn on and that was going on. And about halfway through, I went to, you know, CBSN and, you know, and now I'm informed and able to counsel them.
There you go.
Probably the husband was just trying to watch the porn and the wife was pissed off about it.
You know, it's another thing. I checked the blinds to make sure that they're, you know, that you'd have to actually, like, press face on freaking glass to be able to see through the blinds, so I'm safe there.
And that reminds me, I got to find time to come and hang your other curtains.
That's right, because you're my bitch and that's what you do.
You hang your curtains.
That and you don't have power tools and I do.
Yes. That would be...
Did you get a chance to do anything?
Did I get
besides
a chance
to actually...
I don't want to know!
I said besides masturbate.
In other words, did
that's
you play a fucking
it.
Game?
No.
God damn.
He was too busy being off.
This week really fucking
let
sucked for me.
Let the man
at work,
get
so.
His fucking satisfaction
it was
already.
It was a player one game.
It was a one player
and
game.
He just had to mess
with it. And I almost broke the joystick. It was so fun. No, it's... I haven't had a whole lot of time this week at all to actually, you know, sleep, let alone actually do anything.
You're going to have to learn to sleep less.
Dude, I've already been sleeping like 6 hours, 5 hours a night, and I can't survive on less because I'm old, you know?
Like maybe a year older than me?
Maybe a little. Just barely. Fuck off!
Jason, do you get anything in?
Hell yes! Actually, no, I've gotten about...
Says, well,
now
he
that
hasn't.
He's out of the house, so
maybe
I got a lot of things
have a little girl talk with his wife. if he hasn't gotten anything.
No, actually,
in.
I've got about 8 hours in the Mankind Divided.
So that wasn't what I was asking.
Jason played more games than you.
Dude, Jason's been playing a lot more games than me. He's got, like, a lot more
and
hours.
Before the, that, I got through, month. Like, an entire campaign of Halo Master Chief.
Yeah, I saw you on Mankind Divided.
Fucker.
What you think so far? Stealth or violent?
Hot.
Excuse me.
Deus Ex for those listening.
I don't understand right now why you're getting the
Master
Chief.
A mix of both, just because I got to the going after the leader of Ark.
I got mine.
And I ran out of trach rifle darts and stun gun ammo, so.
Just choke a bitch.
Yeah, well, when you add like five of them.
Gotta be sneaky. Super sneaky.
Like Rusty. Checking his blinds.
No, he was choking a chicken.
Was not.
But, no, and, you know,
they called the rooster.
This afternoon, I relearned that...
He ain't gonna die.
I relearned...
It's a secret to longevity.
Right.
If it turns purple...
So, this afternoon, I relearned the... just absolutely how much you have to save scum that game.
A lot.
Because,
see a scummer.
Yeah, well, you know, when you spend 2 hours trying to find the stealth path through a mission, and then you make one stupid mistake, fuck the entire thing up, and you want to go back, and you realize, oh, I did save.
You too.
I just lost an hour and a half worth of time. But then you end up, you know, going back through it in a tenth of the time because you know exactly what you're doing. So, wasn't that horrible?
Rusty scraping his safe scum over onto Jason.
He can't even talk about it because he hasn't even played the fucking game.
No, I played the first, like, 10 minutes, maybe.
God damn.
So you got, like, halfway through the prologue mission?
Maybe. No, I finished the prologue mission. It didn't take me that long. I just ran through it and killed everybody.
Mikey, you're like on Prestige 36 of Call of Duty at this point?
Jesus, what?
No.
I thought you and Danny played Call
What's
of Duty.
Prestige?
I've gone back to GTA because Black Ops servers were being assholes for a little bit, and I've never gone back. So.
You playing all by yourself?
No, I play with Danny.
Like Rusty?
No, I have a partner to play with. His name is Danny.
Danny P.
Danny P.
Hi, Danny P.
So,
I don't have anybody to play with.
Are you Call all by yourself?
Yeah, it makes it a lot better. Know,
Rusty and I pretty much quit playing because we got tired of...
What?
Fucking, yeah.
Oh, God.
We got tired of fucking cheaters
Advanced
and
fucking Warfare was the last
servers.
One. Yeah, Advanced Warfare was the last one I played, and...
We got tired of the stupid servers.
Well, it was that, and it's
Black
same
bot.
Shit, dude. Same shit.
Over and over.
You saw that, but on Call of Duty there, you saw that attachment that you can get for your television that puts a red dot on your TV, right?
Yeah,
I posted
that.
Oh, God, yes.
That fucking thing, is it cheating? Do you think it's cheating?
Yes!
You think that adding something physically to your television is cheating? It's like HipShot Pro or something like that.
It's some bullshit.
It's a suction cup that has
a red
LED on it where you set it where your reticle is when you're aiming down the sights so that you know exactly where the center of your screen is at all times.
No shit.
And then... I mean, you have the side effect of having a black line that goes down the middle of your screen because it's got to be powered somehow. But and while you're playing a Call of Duty game, you can run around and you always have a red dot on. So, I mean, you can even customize your weapons to not have a red dot. You can work with iron sights and just have other attachments on there because you always have a red dot on your screen. You no-scope everything. You just run around and, you automatically know where everything's at. So, do you think that would be cheating?
Fuck yes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially since I don't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not much different than an aimbot.
It's not much different than a piece of black tape on your screen when you're playing Gears of War 1.
Well, I mean, see? Was that cheating?
I was informed by my boss that it needed to be masking tape.
Yeah, because the other stuff leaves residue, believe me.
Well, not only that, but it's kind of hard to see through.
You gotta use painter's tape. You just put the painter's tape.
Yeah, that's what masking tape is.
No, painter's tape is even less. No, it's not the same. Even less, it doesn't leave any residue.
Yeah, but it's darker, so.
Less sticky.
Can't see through it as well.
Unlike Rusty's carpet. And yours.
Oh, come on. Oh. I've only been there a week. There hasn't been any stains yet.
So, Rusty, you've been a week. I'm gonna one up you on my no sleep.
What's that?
So, burning the candle in half. I'm going for a manager interview, so I'm gonna get. I got my sports coat and a bunch of other shit.
Yeah, you look freaking dapper.
It's gonna be funny tomorrow.
In his sport coat and flip flops.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'd hire you.
In my band T-shirt. Yeah. but anyway, so like I've played several games, right?
Yeah.
Like I put Skyrim on hold because there's a lot of stuff coming out. I was going to play Gears with some coworkers, and that kept falling through, so I got this badass headset that I'm not using at all right now.
Badass headset?
Like, you can use it for, it's got a plug-in for the microphone jack, so you can actually wear it like a pair of headphones, like a pair of expensive-ass headphones. They're 50-millimeter speakers.
Okay, sweet.
That fit around my glasses perfectly.
Nice.
And then it's got a braided, braided cord,
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't get twisted or... You know, all that shit that happens with cords.
Yeah.
So that didn't happen. That was on the agenda. So I decided to pick up Dishonored. So I'm playing Dishonored.
Really want to play Dishonored.
I'm playing Tyranny. And I'm playing Civ 5. Civ 6 all at the same time.
Jeez.
Apparently I'm up to, so Civ 6 in the 4X game, I'm up to the point where I may get a score victory because I'm 430 turns in.
Jesus.
So I think I'm at 35 hours on it so far. I was trying to go for the faith victory, and then I failed at that, so I was going for a science victory is what I'm going for right now, and I'm three quarters away to the science victory, but I may not hit it in time before I hit score victory, because score victory is at 450 turns. Yeah. So this one match is like over 30 hours long. But I'm like, so like when people would start to build up more science than me, because there's basically a scoreboard of all the nations, I would just take them over, or like seriously fuck their day over. Since I'm so far advanced, because I've been studying so much science... Like, I have high-tech equipment, and it takes a very small group of people in tanks and choppers and jets and bombers to take out a city that still has muskets. So, you know, it's like they start getting too far ahead, I start raising and pillaging their land. And I don't give a fuck who likes me or doesn't, because I'm going to win this science victory. So I saw somebody taking over too many capitals of faith. I said, well, I don't have a lot of faith, because my guys are pretty much agnostic, I assume. I just started taking over their cities till they had to funnel the resources to something else. So I just beat them into submission, and then I took the other country and beat them to submission. I'm doing this all in Brazil, because I did randomly to random continents.
Oh, well. And man.
Brazil is going to take over the world in my game. But yeah, I did that over part of my weekend. Then I switched gears, because I only had Thursday and Friday to play a couple games, and I sunk a lot of Thursday and Friday to gaming. Picked up Tyranny, and I picked up Dishonored. I did not pick up Dishonored on PC because apparently there was a lot of mixed reviews for how the game is optimized for PC.
Okay.
So even people with 1080 cards saying they're getting like frame drops into the single digits. Uh-huh. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, this is not ready for release on PC yet. Just give it a month.
Right. I mean, it's the same thing that happened with Batman.
So I decided I'm not going to buy it on Steam. I'm going to buy it on Xbox One. It released on a weird day. It released on Thursday.
Yeah, it did.
So man. I'm already up there, and I'm talking to the guy, and then talking about Extra Life, because that was the other reason I was going to get the headphones. Then he told me, like, stories like, hey, I've benefited from stuff like that, so I think that's really fucking cool.
Really?
He pulled a pair of headphones out of the box and showed them to me, and, like, said, these are the ones you need to buy. They're not the highest-priced ones. They're, like, one of the ones that I sell all the time, and they're comfy as shit. So I bought a pair of headphones from him for, like, $70. And then I bought Dishonored. Dishonored is good on Xbox One. It runs at a pretty decent frame rate. There are some weird ways that it renders graphics, though. I feel like the game is putting so much tech into the way it looks that it has to change the way it renders. So it does that optimal rendering where it will make things less defined depending on how much is going on, and then it automatically adjusts to be more crisp once things slow down. So you'll get a fast-moving scene. It might drop down to 30 frames a second on my console, mind you, which is weird.
Weird.
And then the graphics will be a little bit fuzzy, and then as I get to doing stuff where I'm sitting still, it gets sharper. Huh. So that part's weird. I'm playing as the chick instead of playing. You can play as Corvo or his daughter. So okay. I've been playing as the daughter because she's got different powers. And I'm like 5-6 hours into that. I got a decent amount of time into that. But decided I was less interested in that, more interested in this old-style CRPG from the same makers of Pillars of Eternity comes Tyranny from Obsidian.
Ah, yes.
Same type of game, but deeper. Not deeper on the combat, but deeper on the conversation. Here's what Tyranny is. You set up the game. When you're setting up this game, you spend about 20 minutes defining your heritage. So this is like the first game where you're playing the opposing force, the enemy that's overtaking a continent. And so you set up all these decisions of what factions you side with, how you took over the city, how you subjugated its inhabitants and things like that. And as you're setting this up, it's setting up the backstory for your character. And so it has this like war board and you're like shoving tokens out of the way and it sets up these different things and you got multiple choices. It's very choose your own adventure at the beginning, which is really fucking cool actually. And then it gets into the gameplay. And the gameplay is similar to Pillars where the combat is very much that pause, start again. Set up what you're going to do, and then stop. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit easier and low tech when it comes to the amount of abilities and things you have. Everything's set to a tech tree. Everything's set to, though, you know, the loot and stuff like that, like, is kind of set to a different thing. Your backstory also plays a big factor into the conversations you had, so I picked a lawbreaker. And the character that I have is a fatebringer. And what the way that the tyrant runs this realm is he's got two opposing factions. One's a chaotic faction that assimilates the people that are part of the people they're taking over and turns them into slaves or militia. Then you have the other part that are highly trained soldiers that are very few in number but extremely skilled. And so these two war parties are kind of the basis of the empire that's going through and crushing the land. And then you have your guy, the way that the leader motivates the people is he issues an edict, and your character goes out and reads this edict, and it sits in motion something like the apocalypse in the area that he's in. You have so many days to take over this area or you guys are going to die a fiery death kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
So your character is the guy that reads the scroll that says this. And my character's backstory is a lawbreaker. So, and it says in the story, like, you're a lawbreaker, you were taken out of prison, and it was decided that if you got out of prison to do this, that you could be this fatebringer. And it gives you, like, additional abilities into, like, your backstory and your conversation choices because you have an additional perks for subterfuge, which is kind of like stealth. It's more about how sly you can be. And it sets up perks on, like, basically picking up when people are fucking you over. So, or, like, if somebody's got stolen goods or whatever. And so the conversation system in this is completely unique. It'll throw in keywords of things that are tied to the backstory that you have. So it'll say, like, it'll have something highlighted. You right-click on the text, and then it tells you, because of your history with X, this is a perception that you have of this person. So it gives you insight into playing your character, how they should play or how they might play, so that you can make educated guesses based on how your character's backstory went, which is completely unique. It's not winging it. You're not just picking what you think might be right to that character if you're going to roleplay him. It takes it a step further and gives you a bunch of flavor text that explains what's going on and why your character's... It's important for your character's motivation to do X. And it does that with all the conversation systems. So it'll say, like, subterfuge, you're buying wares from this guy. You notice that it looks like he's... The goods that he has might have been stolen from the battlefield. It might be to your benefit to see if you can con him into... It doesn't quite say that, but basically it leads up to... Try to con him out of his shit because you can pick up on his game really quick.
So it's almost like having a tabletop computer playing.
It's very sounds a lot like
somebody trying to teach somebody else tabletop for the first time.
It seems like somebody's trying to teach somebody how to play White Wolf tabletop.
It's super story heavy. The combat's kind of just combat. There's some cool abilities, and I'll talk about that too. But, like, you see how much I'm talking about Dishonored right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool game.
But
it's just not as dense as this is. And for some people that want to play an action game, this is not an action game. mean, it's top down. It's got pretty decent graphics, but it's very much story based. And they've got a lot of trees as far as like your dialogue options, things like that. So you spend a big portion of your time going into dialogue with different characters and figuring out different things. And at this point, it's just so intriguing, like how much work has went into that dialogue tree. Like, I just fucking love it. And you're playing the bad guy, but you have reasons to be bad and reasons that you're like coming of power. Like, your whole thing is motive. Like, if you play too good, people call you out on it and they don't respect you. So you have to be a dick and you have to be smart about it. Be a big, dumb dick and not get yourself very far in the game. So you have to play a really sly dick.
Sly dick, huh?
So it actually kind in of order redirects to penetrate, you.
Yeah.
It you redirects you into that to because penetrate. Yeah, I mean, we talked about this in the show before, like, you know, Mass Effect. I mean, when you play Mass Effect, you normally, you know, I go Paragon.
Yeah, it does not. I mean, you can play that. It's incredibly difficult to play a good guy because everybody's going to call you out on your shit, and eventually it's going to lead up to you having to carry out these orders. And you have to do some pretty crazy shit. Like, you have to take out your moral compass and just completely disengage it and try to play the game. And I think if for some people that have a hard time doing this, I feel it's incredibly funny. Just the shit that I do.
Really? For the guy who almost never plays the asshole?
Well, it's more rewarding. The problem with playing the asshole in other games, unless you're playing Grand Theft Auto, is there's no actual gain for it. If you kill all the NPCs in Fallout, what do you got left to do except for just rob shit and then rob shit? What kind of caps are you going to do if you kill everybody and nobody wants to trade with you, right?
Right.
I'm just saying, like, it's not as rewarding. It's just like now it just turns into a big old sandbox game because you're killing everybody, right? Like, at least with, like, Grand Theft Auto, like, there's the challenge the star thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the pulling the heist. With this, it just flips it completely on its head. Let me just get this straight. You're the bad guy here. You need to play this smart if you want to win this game. So you're going to play this. You're going to have to be crafty in order to do this. They also have a pretty rich system with the different classes. So I'm playing a really different class than I'd ever play. I've never seen it in any other game. Using a guy that uses thrown weapons and a spear and shield. So he has a spear and shield, and he also has a javelin. And so I get thrown attacks, which it does something nice. You don't have ammo for your javelins. You just have, you know, it's an infinite supply, right? So it doesn't take that into account.
Cool.
So you don't have to carry around, you know, supply javelins or whatever. But he's a mid-range character that hits harder than an archer. And he's got a shield. If things get muddy, and I flip to my spear, and I can kind of get myself out of a gym. But he's got, like, some really incredible abilities with that. And then you have combo abilities, which is also really cool, too. So I can click a button depending on my alignments. Here's where it gets even deeper. Because of my decision choices in the game and because of the dialogue choices I make in the game, I gain somebody's favor or their wrath. With their favor or wrath, I unlock additional combo abilities or base abilities for my character and my team. So there's that's going on top of this. And also the factions that are within the game, also unlocking abilities as I gain their favor or wrath throughout the entire game. And so like a cool combo ability I do with one of the characters I have an archer. So I take the archer, because I have a high strength, I'm able to do this combo ability. I can put my hands under her foot and throw her up in the air, and she'll rain down fiery death on the people that are in front of me. So you pull out your summon spell, basically. It's like one per rest, because it uses D&D rules, right? You have to have camping supplies.
Yeah.
So one per rest, I got this cool-ass combo ability, or I have one per encounter kind of combo abilities. Like, I have a taunt that I can do where my guy, because he's a shield bearer, can go up with my other shield bearer, bang their shields together, and then piss somebody off, and they'll all attack those guys.
Because banging shields together piss you off.
Yeah. It's
what makes me see red every time I see it.
So, but I'm just
banging shields together.
Always. But I'm just saying, like, and then it just continues to go further with the upgrade systems and things like that, and obviously you can switch your character's gear out. They have, you know, arm slot, leg slot, head slot, chest slot, and two accessory slots. So instead of doing, like, rings or whatever, or rings and, like, necklaces you see in a lot of RPGs, it's just two accessories. So you get something that has special abilities and whatever. But it takes, like, the rule sets for, like, armor penetration, the rule sets for crit and all that stuff, and really does a number with how it actually... It explains it all out. So if you have a 4 in armor penetration, then it reduces the armor down to whatever the base value is less than 4. It can never be less than one. And it explains all that shit out in a really easy to do way. It's more accessible than a lot of, like, Baldur's Gate or Pillars of Eternity or a lot of these other games, on top of having this super complex dialogue system.
So it runs off of DACA rules, like a simplified DACA.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's pretty badass. I can, for anybody that's hardcore to RPGs, that, like, I feel like people that were into tabletops would thoroughly enjoy this. I feel like if you're into action games, this is not your game. But as far as this is concerned, this was one that wasn't backed on Kickstarter. It's just like, they got Pillars going that gave them some money to kind of get going on other things. They put this game out, which just came out of fucking nowhere. I just follow them on my, you know, my Facebook, you know. And I saw this ad for Tyranny, and I was like, what's that? And a new game by Obsidian. I thought it was a mobile game at first.
Really?
And then I went into, oh, there's a Steam page. It's $45, and it's, like, fucking ridiculous. And I've wasted more time in Tyranny than I have in Dishonored. Not because Dishonored's bad, but I like the meta game in this a little bit more. Just like Civ, you know. I do like my action games.
Right.
But I just feel it's more, there's even this whole system where your character gets letters. So I'm also, like, finding out, somebody finds out that, like, I'm kind of coming into a position of power. And I have somebody that I can send off, like, different versions of the letter, and you get to preview it before you send it. It'll say things like, tell them off, basically. Or, like, agree with them, but try to get more information. And so you, like, choose these different options, it pulls it up, then you get a response based on what you've been saying. And often, being, like, super, super nice and things like that gets you fucking nowhere. So you have to play the dick card in order for you to get the response usually that you want. But it's not always right, because you can piss somebody off too much.
My Schwartz is bigger than
So it's just, it's incredibly rewarding. I'm having a lot of fun with Tyranny.
So you have to be hard, not soft. You have to be a hard dick, basically.
You have to keep it up, but you can't ramrod it until things just go astray, I guess. I don't know.
You don't want to ramrod it until it's bloody.
Wow.
Well, I didn't say that.
So,
don't fuck it in the ass.
Right? No, I was looking at this when you brought it up last week, and I just didn't have the money for it. That's what my biggest, you know, one of my bigger issues right now is just working on my finances now that I'm into the new place. But it sounds like something that I would really freaking enjoy. It's you know, it's along the same lines as if it's Baldur's Gate or if it's, you know, close.
Well,
to
apparently
that.
It's about a 40-hour RPG.
Yeah,
perfect. I mean, actually, like, that's the only drawback of Pillars. It takes about 40 hours to get going on that game.
Right.
This is like a condensed version of Pillars.
That would be perfectly fine with me, because Pillars was Pillars was a little too much.
Yeah.
It's a really good game, but I would almost say, and people will hate on me because, I mean, Pillars is really fucking fantastic. I feel like this is a little bit easier to take in bite-sized pieces.
Well, I mean,
Pillars, you'll completely forget what the hell's going on.
Exactly.
I can't go back to it right now. I don't know what I'm doing.
I've started that game like 4 or 5 times, and I've seen the first like 15 hours of that game over and over again, or maybe 5 hours. Like, I don't know. But I don't remember more
than...
Oh,
it also has a lot of voice acting, too, which I did not expect.
Oh, the Tyranny does?
Yeah.
All right, sold. I mean, if the game's going to read it to me,
everything,
it reads to you.
If it reads to me,
all the major story beats are read. And there's probably, so far in the several hours I put into it, I don't know, I put maybe 15 or something. See, probably out of that, about 2 hours have been text would have been read to me.
And there's something puzzles. To be said about reading, you know, like the
old school RPGs.
Yeah, the old school RPGs with like the Pillars of Eternity, the Baldur's Gates, you know.
Well, and there's puzzles and things like that you have to solve too. So I'm going into this like ancient. I haven't actually been in a lot of dungeons though. So right now I was going into a dungeon, and I had to figure out how to set the symbols up for something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I found there was a place that I could click, right? So I clicked it, I make a charcoal rubbing, and then I go to this other place and click it, and I make another charcoal rubbing, and then I make the charcoal rubbing, I get a picture of what it looks like, but it's not at quite the same angle that I'm looking at it, so I have to kind of think about it, and then it leaves a piece out, and that's, I have to fill in the blank as to what is the most logical choice. So, and then I figured it out, I felt, you know, fairly smart, I was like, hey, I figured this out, And then a
computer voice right here.
Hey! So.
Come on, you have an internal voice like that too.
When you come,
hey! It's, when you get out of that that date, you're like, yay!
I did it!
The dingo really did eat my baby.
Yay!
Yeah. I'm just saying, I've talked more about that than I did the other two games, because I'm having more fun with it.
Yeah, it's, it seems
like... Like I said, Dishonored's pretty good. Do not get me wrong. It's, you know, but it's a fairly open world thing with a somewhat tight narrative, with not a whole lot of actual choice. I mean, there's some choice. I mean, here's the thing with Dishonored. You can, if the more of an asshole you are, the bigger the blood bug infestation is. And I don't remember if they're in the last game or not, because it's been a while.
No, there was a plague.
Yeah, so the more people you kill, the more blood bugs are out there. And the blood bugs are this swarm of nasty shit that eat cadavers. So
it's a new plague.
So anyways, like they basically give you an honest-to-God answer and say, the more people you end up killing in this game, the darker your ending's going to be. And you have multiple ways of eliminating your targets, so it's like... the passive way or the assassinate way. And the assassinate way is just like, you just need to kill them. Or, here's like three other ways that you could possibly take care of this objective. And that part's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that was one of the hallmarks for the original game, too, is you could either bypass something or... I mean, there was one point where I was...
You can go total passive. It is pretty difficult, but I've just been killing everything because the kill animations are pretty fucking tight. And like, stab somebody in the mouth.
Right. Damn, but... I mean, there was a possess ability in the first one, and you possess a fish and swim your
stuff. And Corvo still has those abilities, from what I can tell. They have separate tech trees, or magic trees, or whatever the fuck they are, right?
Okay.
The daughter has, like, a lot of, like, you reach out, you look at something, hit the button, and then she, like, flashes over there, but it's not a teleport, it's, like, a quick movement. She can, like, set a mirage of herself, so it's a lot of illusions for her, whereas Corvo's, like, the possession... dude, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He can possession, blink, and he can... teleportation.
She's got a lot of, like, you can set an illusion on the ground, and then you can chain abilities together, so you can hit three people at once with this ability that chains them together. It's called Domino. And then I assassinate one, and they all die.
Oh, wow.
Or I could, like, take one down silently with, like, a chokehold, and then they all pass out at the same time. Then I also got an ability where if I assassinate somebody, like, their body disappears. So... I'm just killing everybody and letting their bodies disappear.
Well, that was one of the perks that you could get for Corvo, too. You stab somebody and they just disintegrate.
Yeah, so that's what I've been doing, is just, you know, killing them and letting them disintegrate. But, you know, I've played a fair amount of that, but I just got so wrapped up in Tyrion, I was like, I want to see more. Like, I even went to that show last night and came home and played an hour of that before I went to bed.
God damn.
Played an hour before I went to work this morning. Here's my game time. I get it done.
I think my problem is that I want to put a lot of time into a game all at once because I haven't played a game in a freaking long time.
You just have to get past that and play chunks.
I want to sit down and like eat an entire day playing a video game. And if I can't do that, my mind tells me, oh, well, it's Netflix time. So...
He's playing our chunks.
I was watching Marco Polo last night.
Wow.
So, hey, Marco Polo's not a bad show. Just saying. What?
I've never seen it, so.
Oh, well, I mean, Marco Polo, I'm a big fan of, of Chinese stuff. So, it's Mongols and Chinese.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard things about it. It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. So
I don't even know what it is. Basically, I've been watching The Tudors, and it's pretty much just people in hoop skirts fucking each other.
And eventually, every so often, betraying somebody and killing the fuck out
of them. There's a lot of women who die in that shit, because it is Henry VIII, but otherwise, you know. People fucking.
Wait until you get to... What season are you on?
Two...
Wait until you get...
Anne Boleyn is still alive, and I would say that's a spoiler, but y'all all went to high school history, and if you didn't, then you should
probably read it. So, once you get to season 3, there's a lot of poisonings that happen.
But it's still people just dying all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Dying and fucking.
I watched The Tudors.
And lots of pretty clothes.
I watched two. It was a while back, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... I really want to, to pick up Dishonored and play that through, but And there's so many different games that I want to do. I'm looking at the amount of games I have and the amount of money I have in my bank account, and it doesn't match. It doesn't match. I really want to pick up one game.
You just moved, dude. By the first day of year, they'll all leave it now.
Right?
I hope so. Good God, I hope so. Because it seems real tight right now.
Well, we have anything to add to that?
Fuck no.
We need to take a break.
I'm just a goddamn poor asshole that just doesn't know how to do it. Anyway, we're taking a break.
See you in a minute. Bye.
Yes, we're back.
Mikey's alive.
Are you?
I am alive.
Barely.
Yeah. I am alive.
He's alive.
Yay. Yay. There's that mental yay. All right. So, we're down to Babs because she passed away.
She passed away.
She needed to go home and pass out. So, here we go. Let's see. News.
We got, like,
nothing.
Like, nothing?
No, like an N7 Day came out. N7?
The N7 Day trailer.
Yeah, N7 Day happened between now, the last time and this time.
Yeah.
That they came out with a new cinematic trailer for Andromeda. And it looks very interesting. It's still kind of a tease as to what's going on with the game, but... it seems more like they did the whole cryogenic sleep is what it seems like.
Yeah.
And shot them off into the Andromeda Galaxy, and then now they're the aliens. So what do you think? You think it's gonna be a must play on first day?
I'm going to try.
You're gonna try? Because I remember when Mass Effect,
like hell.
I won't remember when Mass Effect 3 came out, and I destroyed that game in a weekend.
Speaking of that, do you know they're going to add some the backwards compatibility for those?
Really?
Yes, so now for 2 and 3 on Xbox One.
Oh.
So I'm actually excited about that. So,
so you can pop your old discs in?
I wonder if I still have them.
I know I do.
I think I still do. At least I have 3. I don't know if I've got 2 anymore. And I know I don't have 1 because I picked that one up on PC. It was my very first Mass Effect game was PC. oh, God.
I'm going to give you a list of something. Like,
are they going to do multiplayer on it?
Who knows? I'm excited, but I'm just, you know what I'm doing with this? I'm doing the same thing I'm doing with Star Wars. I'm not watching trailers right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I just watched a trailer in front of you, so.
What? Looking at it.
Okay.
I just heard sounded like Skrillex.
It looks amazing for the.
Lots of base
tones. If the game looks anything like the trailer, it looks freaking amazing.
The big thing I think that came out is PS Pro. I know exactly one person that's bought it so far.
PS Pro. Okay, so...
4K and HDR, that's cool.
All right, and so that's kind of, you know, the really answer to Xbox One
S. But it's all upscaling. There's no native for it.
Oh, okay. And S1, the S, does have native.
For certain titles, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it hit stores on November 10th, and some people got it. Right now, there's not...
Like, Gears of War 4 is native.
Are you talking about Scorpio?
No.
The 1S, yeah.
The 1S has native for Gears of War 4.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the 4K stuff for PS Pro. Right now, it looks like a lot of remakes. So, Uncharted 4, Last of Us Remastered, Last of Us Left Behind, Mankind Divided, Infamous Second Son, First Light, The Witness, which is a newer game they still haven't got around to. ESO Online, Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, Shadow of Mordor, Paragon, Killing Floor 2, Call of Duties.
Yeah. FIFA, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Battlefield 1, Dishonored 2, Watch Dogs 2, For Honor, Spider-Man, Days Gone. Like, the only new game I see on here right now is Mass Effect Andromeda. We're talking about a bunch of games that have come out, some of them super old and some of them not so old.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, cool. I'm probably going to wait a little while before I get a PS Pro. I don't know. Mikey, you got a PlayStation 4. Are you going to wait or are you going to get one? Or?
Realistically, I'll probably just wait. I like what I have and I don't feel like spending any more money.
You got a 4K TV?
No.
Okay, so it's no
point. Yeah, there's no point to do it. See, I wouldn't pick them up because I don't have a 4K TV.
I think the smarter option for them right now, I feel like it's kind of a dumb thing to do right now without having a lot of games other than just old games again. Like, how many times has Rise of the Tomb Raider been released at this point?
There's the Definitive Edition, and then there was the Super Definitive Edition, and then there was, like, the Ultimate Definitive Edition.
Like, it just got released on PS4, like, what, last month or something? Right. And now they're going to put it on PS Pro, and it's like, oh my god, how many times this game would be released?
Yeah, well, there was the Collector's Edition, and there was...
Like, it's a good game, don't get me wrong, but right. Holy fucking shit.
I mean, yeah, I kind of raised my eyebrow at the whole Definitive Edition, even. I mean, sure, it's a good game, and...
I played through it, had my fill, I might go back to it, it's really good.
I liked it. Why? Because... I got it for 75% off.
Yeah.
You know, hey, so I got it on my Xbox One for $20.
It's like, how many times is Shadow of Mordor going to be released? I mean, it's a good game, don't get me wrong.
Right.
Continue to release that fucking game.
Game of the Year edition.
Game of the Century edition.
Right. I don't know. Shadow of Mordor didn't even really... It was good, but I don't think it was that good.
It just had some interesting systems. Right. I like it pretty well.
It was
you could play it pretty much forever. I mean, it could almost turn into like Grand Theft, like Mordor.
But
I mean, you just go through and then you like set up these random missions, basically to go assassinate said leader.
But it gets samey after a bit.
It does.
If I wanted to do that, I would just play World of Warcraft,
Dynasty Warriors.
But you know, I'm kind of with Justin on this as far as the 4K systems. I'm not going to get one probably until Scorpio comes out, because by then there will be enough games that support the native resolution. I mean, the gaming lineup with native resolutions kind of.
I guess I'm skeptical
thin right now.
I'm a little bit skeptical because right now 4K gaming on a PC takes some monster hardware.
Yeah.
Like dual run some 1080s or 1070s or 980s or Titans. And then you can't run it on max settings on 4K still.
Yeah.
And there are a few people that can that have, like, water-cooled, overclocked 1080s and shit like that. Like, to get a good 4K gaming rig right now, you're talking about $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty expensive cost to initiation, whereas this product that's, was it $500 or something like that, is supposed to be a 4K gaming machine. I just don't see it being the same quality as something. The tech's not there. I don't get where this tech's coming from.
It's going to be 4K, but it's also going to be 30 frames. You know, see, when you're looking at PC, you're looking at trying to get 40K and 60 frames plus. And that's what's really taken up all this.
Yeah. Like, I play Witcher at 1080 on max settings. Yeah, it looks great. And then I crank it up to 4K, and it's like 20 frames a second on ultra settings. I'm like, this is like damn near unplayable.
Well, there's also a question of optimization there too, because most of the time they're going to optimize the game towards, you know, the middle ground, what most people have. So you know,
whereas with consoles, there's not that issue because it's a set amount of hardware. I mean, there's only so...
Well, you get shit like Dishonored, which is weirdly optimizing, where they're doing downscaling when actions picks up, and then they're re-resing it as soon as...
And that's a stopgap.
That may be a stopgap until they can patch it with an update.
I doubt they're going to patch it with an update. If that's the case, and they built that system into the game, it was meant that way.
It's still pretty decent looking. It's still very playable. It's just like... It looks kind of like first-generation Xbox One sometimes, and then it goes back to, like, 1080p, right?
and it switches, and it's noticeable in certain things. It's like they pulled off anti-aliasing when it gets really, really action-heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell, like I can tell, when it just looks a little muddy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's still, you know, it's not like it's crashing and shit. It's still running. Right. I'm still pulling off badass assassinations, but it's just...
If it's noticeable graphics-wise, you know, to the player, then there's, you know, then they did something.
I also
wrong.
Look at a 60-inch or 55-inch TV from about me to you most of the time when I'm gaming, so I probably see more than the people that are sitting on their couch 20 feet away. I can't play 20 feet away. My face has to be up in it.
You're that kid.
I'm fucking blind.
You're that kid that has to be, like, freaking nose to the television.
There's a reason why you're blind, sir. It's because you've been sitting 2 feet away from your TV your entire life.
Honestly, if I had the chair and the setup that he does, yeah, sure. I would probably be about 3 feet away from my television, too.
I know that feeling. I've had glasses in second grade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn so Nintendo.
That, right. But you can see into the future with mine.
That's the reason I got a 50-inch TV, so I didn't have to sit 4 feet away from it.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I'm the only one here wearing glasses, I'm just saying, because I can't even get a prescription for contacts.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they would be too damn thick. He wouldn't be able to close his eyelids.
Like, I got such problems with my eyes, like, when I do get contacts. And the last time I tried was about 5 years ago. I was working on a place I'm still working. And they gave me these hard toric contacts for people with astigmatism. And they float around my eye.
Oh.
And I still don't get the same kind of vision I get out of glasses, so it's, like, not worth it.
No, you just need to, you know, save up the $3,000 and get laser.
Well, what happens with that, my ophthalmologist friend told me that, yeah, she'd operate on me, but I'd still have to wear a light prescription.
Holy shit. You may recheck that. It may have changed since then.
Yeah.
Not the fact that you can also go permanently blind getting laser eye surgery.
Lasers come a long way in the last 3-4 years.
Just get a cybernetic implant, you'll be fine. That
sounds like a good risk.
I don't know, it's probably still $1,500.
I don't
bucks
know,
an eye.
Let me shoot a laser
yeah,
into your
it
eye.
Is, it's about that.
From what I hear, you gotta sit in a dark room for like 2 days, too.
I don't know, a guy I work with.
He
got done, and he was back to work the same afternoon.
I doubt that.
No.
For me, I'm pretty sure they're like, so we're just going to have to, like, completely rework your eyes.
Because they have to
dilate. And there's a 50% chance of you, like, dying, and, you know, I'm sure it's going to be something fucking crazy.
No, they're not going to be implanting freaking Geordi the Forge eyes. Jesus.
I need an air filter, dude.
But if you do get Geordi LaForge eyes, man, that'd be fucking sweet.
Please tell me where you got them, because I will go replace my 20/30 vision eyes with.
We're gonna go ahead and just,
with those.
We're gonna start the Aug movement right here.
That would be fucking amazing.
Eyes would be the first thing, because then I could watch porn without anybody ever knowing.
Right?
Just flip that shit on my fucking cornea. Done. Oh, how would I do sound? Inner ear. Yeah, there we go. Be like freaking Solid Snake. Oh my god, I am addicted to porn.
Shit. I'd just get my legs augged from knee down.
Addicted?
You got that. Damn it, son of a bitch.
You're not going to get one over on Mikey there.
No, you're not.
He's
no,
more of not. A bachelor than you are.
Oh,
that's just sad for him, because I'm pretty bachelor here. Damn.
I haven't resorted to playing porn loudly yet, so.
Well, I mean, I wasn't playing it super loud, just enough to be able to hear it for the first time in 5 years. Anyway, you mentioned Extra Life.
Yeah.
Earlier. Now, Extra Life, if you're not fully aware with what Extra Life is, it's a charity benefit. You know, you play video games, you stream it, or you don't. I mean, you don't necessarily have to stream it. You just have set up a time that you play games for the kids, and...
We could just twerk for 24 hours.
And, huh?
We could just twerk for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Practice twerking until we're good. I just put that out on the internet. Fuck.
Yeah, I've never.
I don't know about you, but
there is no amount of practice that is going to make me good at twerking.
There is this chick that does do the Just Dance games for 24 hours. Can you imagine dancing for 24 hours?
Fuck no.
To today's music? Come on.
Just shoot me now and get it over with.
Just dance. No, just fucking.
Because after I was done, you know, I'd be about as useful as that dog that was clipped by a car on the highway.
Damn.
SPS Pro is only $400. It's pretty affordable.
Only $400 that I don't have. But you.
Oh, but you can trade your existing console in at GameStop for $150 credit.
For PlayStation? Ooh. No, I don't have a PlayStation. Just, there you go. All right, then.
They do the same thing for the Xbox One S.
But I don't have a 4K TV, so it really doesn't benefit me at all. Yay! but you bought a headset for Extra Life, which means that you're planning on doing something for Extra Life.
Yeah.
When?
It's going to have to be in the next year, I think.
And what game?
We're going to do a Twitter poll, I think.
Okay. What's
the game? It could be 7 Days to Die again.
I mean, there's that. There's Ark. I mean, we could always get into Ark for, you know, for a good long freaking time.
It's true.
And, I mean, they've continued to upgrade that game since we, you know, since we stopped playing it.
No shit. So I'm just trolling. I'm trolling around on Reddit. And there is a porn studio tycoon available on Steam.
A what?
A what?
This porn studio tycoon.
Wait.
Business simulator with no adult world gravity. Flexible configuration of movie shot, casting actresses, and shooting may turn out to be a tricky job. Markets with shortage and surplus, office with employees, websites with black hat CEO or SEO, merchandise, and other features.
Merchandising. Hmm. So it basically sucks all the fun out of porn.
Basically.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to play that game.
Jesus. It sucks.
God. On so many levels.
And it is an early access game.
Yeah, well. I mean, there was Farming Simulator before that, so it's just that. And, you know, I heard Farming Simulator is actually decent. I mean... I did sink a few hours into Stardew Valley, so there's that.
We'll have to figure it out. I mean, I know you can't do it right away, because you don't have time off work, but once you find out you have time off work, I'll reserve a couple days.
Yeah, well...
I'm doing Extra Life.
We can figure it out if it's...
To explain it to Mikey, basically what you do is you do like a 24-hour stream and let people donate to charity.
Hmm.
So you play something interesting or you play something entertaining.
Yes.
And then live stream it, and then people donate money.
We didn't make a whole lot.
We raised some money,
but we did raise some money.
There you go.
And
some very interesting conversations.
Yeah, and we did have
those. In the middle of the fucking night at 4 in the morning with people watching the stream. It was pretty fun.
Yes. Fuck. And we were playing 7 Days to Die, and it was my first time ever playing that game. So, I mean,
God, it did take you long to go OCD as fuck.
The game's still fun.
We're in a time crunch right now for Game of the Year. I feel like we're going to do it at the end of January, maybe. Does that give everybody enough time?
It should. I think things will...
That'll give all the major sites to give out their Game of the Year to whatever game...
Flavor of the Month game there is. Yes.
Yeah. Mario Maker, whatever.
Right?
Well, I guess that was last year, but I'm just saying. Or, you know, Red Dead Redemption re-release, whatever.
It's Red Dead Redemption re-release or the...
Skyrim Special Edition will win.
Yes. It's not even going on my... It's not even going on my list on principle, because it's just like Skyrim the Definitive Edition.
Hey, but it's free. It's fun.
I've got it downloaded on the computer. I just haven't touched it. I really wanted to, though.
I really don't have much else news. I know that there was a thing with discussion on Reddit that I discovered about the Resident Evil 7 Special Collector's Edition not coming with a game for $200 that comes with a bunch of extra shit. Then it's just a collector's edition you can buy, so whatever medium that you buy the game on. You can buy the game by itself and then have $200 worth of stuff if you're that into Resident Evil.
Really? So the
I checked it on Amazon. It must have been a bundle because it came with a game. It was an import game. Maybe somebody made that bundle to sell.
So but
that's a thing. I know. Resident, I'll be honest with you, I'm too much of a pussy to play that game right now, so I'm probably not going to play it for a good while. Because it didn't look like there was much fighting in it. It looked more like your traditional horror thing, which if you're really into horror, is probably really fucking cool. But not for me. Just like Outlast is not for me.
That's just weird that it wouldn't come with... It comes... So, what I'm seeing here is the Resident Evil thing has a DLC voucher code, some fake pictures, looks like a belt or watch band or whatever. No, it's a USB device that looks like a finger.
I can't bring that to work anyway because it's USB.
And then there is what looks like a dollhouse. It's an old house that's just, you know, like a miniature size.
Because I have more places to put collector's edition anything in my house at this point.
But it's funny because the house, outside of the fact that it looks like an old decrepit house, doesn't necessarily scream Resident Evil to me at all. And then there's the art book and, you know, whatnot. But it doesn't seem like $200 worth of, you know, anything that I would want.
I mean, if I could buy, like, a Dark Souls edition that came with a statue, or just buy the statue by itself for, like, $50, right. I'd probably be down with that. But
like, the Skyrim Special Edition, you know, Alduin statue, I would have jumped all over that if I had known beforehand. Because the statues and things, those are the collectibles that you can put up there and they'll be,
right.
You know, identifiable.
Or, like, the Witcher 3 Griffin.
Or the Dark Knight.
Still amazing.
You know, the Black Knight from... from Dark Souls.
Realistically, at some point, we brought it back.
Yes.
Realistically, though, I mean, it's not like I need. Let's just think about this. The games that have to be played before the end of the year: Dark Souls, Final Fantasy, Dishonored, Dark Souls DLC. Right? Like I have to play that at some point. Have to play that. I'll play it willingly, just not right now. I'm trying to think what else. Final Fantasy comes out in December, and what else is coming out the same day? It's going to be like fucking Dead Rising 4.
Yep.
Upcoming games, we got Watch Dogs 2 on the 15th. So by
not
the
even
time,
touching it.
Yay.
So before this episode even releases.
Probably.
You know, because it'll be Shut 3
up.
Weeks.
Shut the fuck up. I'll kick you.
Final Fantasy 15 on November 29th.
The only JRPG I'll be playing.
The Last Guardian on December 6th.
Oh, it's Last Guardian and that come out the same week. I guess that's when I got to put in my time off.
Boom.
Boss.
Just put that check mark in.
Like everybody that knows me really well at work, they're asking me like when I'm putting in my stuff, like what game comes out that day?
I have to do is look it up.
Yeah. I can usually tell what's happening with a couple of my guys on my team. They're just like, oh, I need this day off really bad. And it was like around the Gears release. I was like, oh, Gears. And he's like, Gears release special edition console bot. Any time off. Okay, you got it.
How many people did you lose to Legion?
None.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Legion what?
Warcraft.
Oh, no, there was one dude at work, you know who I'm talking about, transfer, I won't say his name,
to
that one of the other supervisors that took off a full week for World of Warcraft.
Gotcha, yeah.
He did everything, he was super prepared, he knew that it was coming out, he did everything, he did 2 weeks of work in 1 week, and like worked like night and day getting everything done, and then like lost contact with everybody for a week.
Yeah.
And play the shit out of it.
I mean, when I was, you know, when I was playing that game, that's pretty much what I would do. I would be sick, or I would get myself a long weekend.
Well, Mass Effect 2 came out, I took off a week.
I took off 3 days for Mass Effect, and I didn't use all 3 days to beat it, so...
I mean, yeah, I remember I had David check my time off work, and I was like, he's like, what are you doing? It's like, comes out next week.
Yeah, well...
He's like, well, you have 2 weeks? I was like, I'm putting that shit in.
Yeah. Now, my current position won't let me do any of that, but I can...
Eventually. So, do we got anything else to talk about?
I don't have any news, so...
No real doll stories?
No, I'm just double-checking. No. Oh, Dead Rising 4 is December 6th.
Along with Last Guardian and Final Fantasy? Mm-hmm. Yep, totally taken like 2 or 3 days. I gotta talk about all of them. All three of those games? Those are massive games.
Otherwise, I'm double-checking PC-specific releases.
I figured out what I'm capable of. I'm capable of 50 hours a week gaming with work days. I'm capable of 50 hours of putting time into a game.
Man, I have got to figure out how the fuck you do this, because...
Like, I'll probably put in an hour and a half tonight. Before like work, a couple hours after work, that's how he does it.
Or like a couple hours after work, on nights like tonight, I'll be up. I mean, I got a lot of shit going on tomorrow, so I won't be up super late. Like an hour or an hour and a half tonight, and then tomorrow after work, probably 8 to midnight, so that's 4 hours, and then... Like, marathon it on my days off. If I'm serious about something.
God damn, man.
I'm not even single.
God, he has damn. A girlfriend and he still works us out.
Oh my God.
Just no children.
Yeah, it'll work out once I get everything put away. And
quit being so OCD. It's going to be like, you know what? Middle break day. There is nothing I got to do in the house. There are no screws that need to be tightened.
Yeah.
There's nothing that needs to be moved around. I'm going to sit my happy ass down and just fucking goof off.
Yeah, that's what's going to end up happening sometime, hopefully soon. Right now, I'm still living out of boxes, and it drives me freaking batty, so I have to deal with it.
I don't know how to take a day off. What, next week I'm taking a whole week off because I need to burn time, and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
Play Call of Duty.
Grand Theft Auto. If the servers are working.
You're just going to not answer email, because your boss can handle it all.
Yep.
Oh, it comes in on my phone, though. That's the tricky part.
You just step in the notifications.
You do this.
I'm going to go talk to your boss. Power off. Like, when Mikey takes off, I'm advising him to disable notifications, and you are the sole person to contact.
Shit, he'll get off easy. Nothing's going to happen that week. Be like, okay.
It's the karma of Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel bad sometimes. Occasionally I catch myself texting him on my day off. I was like, fuck, I did that the other day. And I was like, oh, I feel bad.
Yeah, I saw it like later on. I'm like, meh.
Meh. Meh.
That's right, your boss does it too. I told him to fuck off the other day.
So with that.
Alright.
Where can you find us, Jason?
Find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter.com/tiltcast. Find our YouTube channel at youtube.com/realtiltcast. And search for us on iTunes.
Find friends of the show For the Love of Gaming, thecarouselpodcast.com, bmfcast.com, noquarters.net, and tvgp.tv. They do great things. With that,
BBGP.
It's the end of the show.
All right. See you later. Peace.